Ministry leadership is hard. It can be exhausting and confusing and overwhelming, especially in times of great change like we're living in now. That's why we need to get up on the balcony, as Ronald Heifetz puts it. We need to learn to get a view from the top, see what's happening on the dance floor. That requires leadership skill, adaptive capacity, emotional health, and deep spiritual formation. I'm Marcus Watson, and my hope is that these quick conversations with Todd Bolsinger would help you both develop a healthy outer life of ministry leadership and a healthy inner life of faithful discipleship. Hey everyone, I'm here with Todd Bolsinger for another quick conversation for the long haul of leadership, and we're going to look at a quote from Steve Carter. This is from episode 163, "You can't be found if you're never lost." And this is the quote. He said, "You only learn resilience through the fire and through the suffering." You only learn resilience through the fire and through the suffering. So let me set up real quick who Steve Carter is. Many of you may know who he is. I actually did not know who he was until he and I happened to be doing the Camino de Santiago together about a year and a half ago. Got to know him there and then found out his story. His story is that he was set to succeed Bill Hybels at Willow Creek Church. At the time when it came out that Bill Hybels had been engaged in abusive leadership, essentially, Steve saw that the church leadership was not holding Bill accountable in the way that they should have. And so Steve ended up offering his resignation just before a worship service in which the leadership had expected him to kind of stand in solidarity with them. So ultimately, Steve let everything go that he had known, everything that he had been working toward. And in our conversation, we talked about how formative that was for him. And that's the context in which he said, you only learn resilience through the fire and through the suffering. So, Todd, this is the kind of thing you talk about in tempered resilience, right? And so maybe talk about that. Why is that true, that it's in the fire and the suffering that we learn resilience?
Yeah. So, I really appreciate this because I loved that conversation you have with him. I've never met Steve, and I just found myself just admiring him as you did that podcast with him.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, the first thing I want to say is, this is similar to what we learned when I started studying about resilience in the face of sabotage, which is leaders are formed in the leading.
Yeah.
You're formed when you're facing the crucible of change. You are formed. Yeah. You wish you could have all your formation before it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You wish that you could read the books and write the papers and get the degrees and have the experience so that when you get into the fire of suffering, you're like, hey, good, I'm good at this.
Yep.
The truth is, that's actually the moment that forms you. When you're facing the mountain of despair is where you learn to develop the faith that creates a stone of hope, as Dr. King says. The struggle I have with Steve's thing, since we're having this conversation, is that word only.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think if he was here too, he would say, because only implies that if you're just going through suffering, if you go through suffering, then you'll be better. And it's really, I would say, it's really very unusual for people to develop resilience without suffering.
Mm.
And they also need to learn how to reflect and they have to take advantage of the suffering. Yeah. They need to not be, Frederick Buechner said, we need to be good stewards of our pain in order to grow. Yeah. And I think Steve has been a great example of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but I want to make sure that people get that. It's pretty hard to develop resilience without suffering, but it also is going to require you to participate in learning through the suffering.
That's right. And there are a lot of people who go through suffering and fire who don't learn resilience, who become angry and cynical and bitter, right?
Or if you hear it the wrong way, you hear it as, okay, God's gonna use this for something good. And I'm like, look, I'm in the middle of suffering and pain. I don't want to hear that this is my formation.
Right.
It's just suffering and pain is suffering and pain.
Yeah.
What he's basically saying, which most of us have learned the hard way, is we wish we could avoid it.
Yeah.
And if you're aware of it and you prepare for it, then the moments of suffering and pain can be really formative for you.
Yeah. And so then the question is I'll just share. So in my experience, having been through my own fire and suffering, right, it was people who helped me navigate it in such a way that led to more resilience for me. Friends, therapists, you know, colleagues, supportive colleagues and supportive church members in that case, that's how I was able to reflect. I spent a lot of, and let me also say, spending time in scripture, you know, silence and solitude. If I was just trying to plow through the fire and the suffering, I don't think I could have come through it the way I did. I would have come through it another way, and probably not as, I don't think as well as it turned out. But any thoughts on that? Just the ways that we come through in a healthy way.
Well, you just became an exemplar for the key message of tempered resilience, which is that when we're facing the fire, when we're facing the mountain of despair, we're facing resistance, we develop resilience through reflection, through relationships, and through a rule of life, spiritual practices. It's that combination of reflection, relationships, and a rule of life, a set of spiritual practices that we use in that moment, that we then begin to become people who can to be transformed through the suffering. So I think what's really important, Steve's point is really important. We can't become resilient people if we're always trying to avoid suffering. Leaders are formed in the leading, which means that if you feel like you're over your head, it's actually, it means God's in the middle of it with you. But our response to it has to be about being reflective people who have good relationships within us. And then we start taking on the kind of practices that shape us.
Amen. And let me just say for our listeners, one of those people at that time for me was you. I remember a meeting at the refectory, and you were said just some of the things I needed to hear at that time. So anyway, I'm glad for all those relationships. Here's the quote one last time from Steve Carter. You only learn resilience through the fire and through the suffering. Well, thanks for listening to this quick conversation with Todd Bolsinger. If you find the Spiritual Life and Leadership podcast valuable, would you share it with someone you know? And would you also rate and review the podcast? That helps to make the podcast more findable for others. Again, thanks for listening, and I will see you next time here on Spiritual Life and Leadership.